If you have the means, would you consider a leadership gift to save babies in a big way? Your tax-deductible donation of $5,000 will sponsor Preborn's entire network for 24 hours, helping to rescue 200 babies. To donate, dial #250 and say the keyword baby. That's #250 baby. Or donate securely at preborn.com. That's preborn.com.
It's day two of Share-a-thon, and it's Founders Day on American Family Radio. We're honoring Brother Don Wildman and his wife Linda for their faithful obedience to the Lord in their example to us.
God doesn't require us to be successful. God requires us to be faithful.
Call now at 877-616-2396 to give, or pledge online at AFR.net. It's Founders Day on American Family Radio.
Philippians chapter 3, verse 20, but our citizenship is in heaven, from which we eagerly wait for a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform the body of our humble state into conformity with the body of His glory through the exertion of His power, even to subject all things to Himself. Well, good morning and welcome to Real Truth for Today. Pastor Jeff Shreve here along with Bert Harper, and it is day two of Share-a-thon, Fall Share-a-thon 2023. And as you heard, it is Founders Day, where we remember and recognize and thank Don Wildman for starting American Family Association, American Family Radio. It was his vision, as God put that in his mind and put that in his heart, and he started at his kitchen table. Bert, as you like to tell that story, writing his own letters with a mimeograph machine there, and from that, in those early days, American Family Radio is going around the nation and around the world on internet to share the good news of Jesus Christ and hope in the Lord.
And when you think of Don Wildman, if you know his personality and determination, God would choose to use someone like Don. And he would go on these television programs, and they thought he was a country bumpkin from Northeast Mississippi, and they didn't know how wise he was. They didn't know how he could, I'll use the word debate in a good way, and get them twisted up in their thoughts. And so he got tired of being misquoted, and that he got the idea of his own radio station, own news, and from that we have what is now American Family Radio Network that is reaching millions. Pretty small beginning, but great story to tell how God intervened and expanded his territory.
Well, it is exciting to be a part of American Family Radio and to come together as a family of God and to pray for the network and to financially support. And so, Bert, where do we stand as of today?
Well, right now, we're right at $1.25 million. That's how much money. But here's the thing that our president, Tim Wildman, always says first, and I should have, is 6,253 pledges. That means that many households has called in and say, we want to be a part of what you're doing at American Family Radio. And as Tim would always say, that usually represents more than one person. So we thank God for that. And because of that, the numbers are rising. And by the way, when you call that number, 877-616-2396, right now, starting at 8 o'clock, there's a $50,000 challenge. That means, I love this, that it will be matched. In other words, when we reach that $50,000, $50,000 will be added on. So when you call and make your pledge, whatever amount it is, it's essentially they put that much money into that, and it grows exponentially. So what a time to call in. Yesterday, 8 o'clock's a tough time in a lot of ways because people have gotten to their jobs here in Central Time, and some of them are going to work in the Eastern time zone, and they're just settling in, you know? They're doing things and not necessarily listening intently, but they're listening, but they're doing something else while they're listening. Well, we're challenging to be multitask. listen and call. I believe they can do. Let me just share with you. I'm the least multitask guy in the world. I have one thing on my mind. That's what I better do. I tell Jan while I'm driving, let me drive. It's hard for me to have deep conversation because I want to make the right correct turn. But listen, you can multitask. You can call in and make that pledge while you're listening, while you're doing other things. And that number is 877-616-2396, and it's a $50,000 challenge, Jeff.
Amen. Well, it's always exciting when we do Share-a-thon to hear from the listeners as they give a testimony how the Lord has used American Family Radio in their lives. So, Randy, if we can let the listeners know.
My name is Mona, and American Family Radio has been so wonderful. You hear the name of Jesus spoken all the time. You hear wonderful words from the Word and people talking about what's going on in the world from a biblical standpoint. I want to thank y'all. I praise the Lord for y'all and keep it going.
Amen.
I love that. Keep it going. Amen.
Yes.
That would be a good thought for Share-a-thon, a good title. I'm going to share that with Jonathan Coker. Keep it going.
Keep it going. So, Bert, when we do a little history, you know the history. So what year did American Family Radio begin?
Well, American Family Radio began in 1991. Now, American Family Association began in 1977. And basically, the way Don communicated was through the journal. And again, it started out as just a letter, but then it developed into a journal. And then they got the idea of a radio, and the idea of translators came up. Translators was where you could put a one that would transmit our reproduced program in here, but not have to have the full license. But then they changed that as we began to multiply and multiply, and you had to have a full license as people started filing over and get a license where we had a transmitter. So we had to change things. But that was in 1991. And again, I was there when Don came up with the idea, and he said, we're going to start a radio station. Now, that's all he's told the board. He knew what was in the back of his mind. It was a whole network, Jeff. And that's the way Don would do it. He could see down the road a lot clearer than most of us could, 10 years ahead. And he said it was a way to look ahead and see what God was going to do. And God has blessed Don and Linda. And let me just say, notice what we say, Don and Linda, because she was there with him, paying the price so many times when he was on the road with four children. Mm-hmm. And she's a great, gracious lady. And we thank God for Don and Linda Wildman.
Well, you know, that just reminds me, Bert, when you're going to do something great for the Lord, the quote from the father of modern missions,
great things from God. Attempt great things for God.
Right.
Great things.
Yeah, William Carey.
Yes.
So it takes sacrifice. It takes hard work. And so Don had to sacrifice, and his wife had to sacrifice, and the kids had to sacrifice. But then you see the fruit of that. And I know we have to balance, you said this at the Fishbowl Retreat, you have to balance ministry and family, and you can't be, well, I'm doing this for the Lord and my family is starving to death type thing emotionally. So you have to balance those things, but it does, ministry is working for the Lord. It's a labor of love, but it is labor.
It is labor, and those of us that's pastoring know that. And my sons, after I got through, they say, when that phone rang after 8 o'clock, we knew Dad was on the phone for quite a while, or he was probably headed somewhere at night. And so a lot of things happen that way, and we love pastors. When it first started, and we just had one station, the days that we had Share-a-thon was Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And Thursday would always be Pastor Appreciation Day. And they would call in and appreciate their pastors. And usually, when we had that one station, guess what? That was the biggest day. The income came more on Thursday than any other day. when they had Pastor Appreciation Day. People would call in Sunday school classes, and they say, man, we appreciate our pastor. Pastors can be the most loved people in the world. Now, they're on the front line. They're ready to take the criticism if the church is too hot or too cold, when they didn't even touch the thermostat, you know?
Yeah.
But yet, what a blessing it is, pastoring. And so Don was a pastor. He was a Methodist pastor, and God called him out to do this. And he always said it was something more that God wanted him to do. And when he started it, he found out this is it, and now how God is blessed.
Well, as we think about Founders Day, and I'm looking at the verse, Bert, Zechariah 4:10, for who has despised the day of small things? And American Family Association started out small. And what's going to become of this? You know, it's kind of like, can any good thing come out of Nazareth? Can any good thing come out of Tupelo, Mississippi? But there's this guy that you said people thought he was a country bumpkin. Oh, he's got an accent. He can't be very smart. He was very smart and is very smart. And God gave him a vision, and Don put that into practice. And he, the blood, sweat, and tears. And this is what we have today, a ministry that that makes a difference from coast to coast and around the world on the internet.
And we thank God for that. So if you want to be a part of it, continue the vision going forth. You can make that call today, 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, or go online at afr.net. And we are at a $50,000 challenge. And so right now, you make that call, make your pledge. It is essentially matched. And so they add that to the total, and they don't add it to the calls. So that call, it just essentially means your money is matched, and that goes into sponsoring the programming at AFR. Our theme, as you have said, is heaven changes everything. And I love to say this, Jeff. You know what makes heaven heaven? And I know sometimes I repeat myself on Share-a-thon. It's not the streets of gold. It's not the walls of jasper, the pearly gates, but it's who's on the throne.
Right.
And that means, honestly, if Jesus is on the throne of our life, we can experience some of heaven here upon earth. Now, illness is still real. The tears are still real. They won't be wiped away until later. Death is still all around us. We know that from Israel and that horrible thing that has happened there. We know death is all around us, but we can have the peace of God because we're at peace with God. Man, that's good news, isn't it, Jeff?
It's great news. And so, the kingdom of God is within you, as the Lord said. And when Jesus is king in your heart, you can experience his love, his joy, his peace, regardless of what's going on in the circumstances around you. And that's how we have a peace that passes understanding. And Bert, just as you were mentioning about Israel, we want to just encourage our listeners and remind our listeners to pray for the peace of Jerusalem, pray for Israel. They are under attack, and they are responding. And so, you attack Israel, you punch them, they punch you back, and they punch you back harder than you punch them. And that's the only way you can really deal with terrorists, as they, have dealt with Hamas for all these many years. But we need to pray for them, because what is happening is it's got the devil's fingerprints all over it.
All over it. And it's happening on the northern border now with what's happening with them launching the rockets from Jordan into northern Israel. And that's Hezbollah. And they have even more updated rockets. And so Israel is there, and they are confronting it on all fronts right now. And so we are praying for them. As I shared on Monday, your program and other programs were so good in helping us to know what was going on there, the biblical statements concerning Israel. But we prayed for Israel, and we want to continue to pray for them. As you said, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. The only way to have peace is victory in this. And so we're praying that they would be successful in what they're trying to do and putting aside Hamas. So, Jeff, Yes, we want to pray for them, but we also want people to call at 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, or give online at AFR.net. We have this Founders Day $50,000 challenge. Make that call, and it's essentially matched right now in this hour, so you don't want to miss it. Make that call today and let AFR continue to carry the good news of Jesus Christ and news that changes the world. Thank you for listening to Share-a-thon, and listen to these messages, and we'll be right back.
According to a recent report, Planned Parenthood continues to rake in billions despite dwindling clients. The biggest takeaway here is that Planned Parenthood is generating vast profits, including millions in taxpayer funding. And preborn, that's you and me, are stealing their clientele, meaning the babies they're trying to kill. Preborn operates on a very slim budget as they rescue over 200 babies' lives every single day, and they receive no government funding. Preborn's network of clinics are situated in the darkest corners, competing head-to-head with the abortion giants, and they need our help now more than ever. When you donate $28 to Preborn, you will offer a free ultrasound to an expectant mother caught in crisis. Once she hears that heartbeat and sees that precious life, her baby's chances at life doubles. So please sponsor a precious baby's life. Your tax-deductible gift will go directly towards saving babies' lives, so be generous. You will never regret saving a baby's life. Just dial #250 and say the keyword baby. That's #250 baby. Or go to preborn.com. That's preborn.com.
We live in a day when America's families are under attack like never before.
Buddy Smith, Senior Vice President of the American Family Association.
The war against biblical principles rages on numerous fronts. The internet, Hollywood, Washington, D.C., America's corporate boardrooms, and the list goes on. At American Family Association, we're committed to standing against the enemies of God, the enemies of your family. And we recognize it's an impossible task without God's favor and your partnership. Thank you for being faithful to pray for this ministry, to give financially, and to respond to our calls for activism. What you do on the home front is crucial to what we do on the battlefront. We praise God for your faithfulness, and may He give us many victories in the battles ahead as we work together to restore our nation's biblical foundations.
Rebecca from Mississippi. The Lord has blessed me so much through y'all's radio station. 2 years ago, my husband left and just kind of just threw my kids and my world upside down. I've just heard the Lord say through confirmation just to wait on Him, you know, and I don't know what the waiting is for, but He has been so prevalent in our lives. And when I'm just really about to just break and just bawl my eyes out, even at work, I'll turn on the radio, and one of y'all's people will say, you know, just wait on the Lord, and He'll give you rest. And it just confirms again that the Lord is using y'all so prevalently in this world. My kids and I are so thankful for you, and we love your news and everything that y'all give out. We know that we can trust every single thing that y'all say to be true and honest and to the glory of God. I'm just blessed by y'all, and I want to say thank you.
God continues to provide for this ministry in the faithfulness of His saints during Share-a-thon. Call now at 877-616-2396 to give, or pledge online at AFR.net. It's Founders Day on American Family Radio.
Well, it is Fall Share-a-thon on American Family Radio, and this is Pastor Jeff Shreve along with Bert Harper. And we are excited about what the Lord is doing in our midst and at American Family Association, American Family Radio. We're excited to just encourage our listeners to come and be a part and to pray for American Family Association, American Family Radio, and to give financially to give. And Bert, what are they? What do we have for our listeners who are able to give a one-time gift or a monthly gift?
For a one-time gift of $150 or more, you'll receive hilarious highlights. It's from Learning University, Trivia Friday. This is JJ, Tim, and Ed, and they do this each Friday. It's kind of a break from all the heaviness, and we love to laugh around here. And I tell you, Tim Wildman, JJ Jasper, and Ed Vitagliano, they are three of the dry, wittiest guys you'll ever want to hear, and they have Trivia Friday, and this is tapes of them, recordings of them, I should say, and it's available for $150 or more gift. But if you make a monthly pledge of $30 or more, you'll get that same hilarious highlights, but you'll get also a book, 100 Bible Questions and Answers for Families. And it was written by Alex McFarland and myself, and we co-host together Exploring the Word every afternoon. And we, the last segment of Monday through Thursday, we take phone calls of Bible questions. And then on Friday, we call it Fire Away Friday, and we take questions the whole hour. And so these are questions that have been asked of us in the last 12 years, and we've put it in print. So you can get that. It's I'll say, Jeff, it's a good reference book, but it's also a good book. Some of the, I would say, chapters and questions would do good for a small Bible study. And this is a thank you. It's not something that you're paying for. It's a thank you from us at AFR saying thank you for being a part. So that's the gifts that are available for those that make the call at 877-616-2396.
Well, and the Bible makes it clear that it's a great blessing when you give. Jesus said it's more blessed to give than to receive. And when we do give and give with a good heart, we're not giving to get, we're giving to bless. God always gives back to us. If you, R.G. Letourneau made this statement, he was a tremendous giver. You know, Letourneau University in Longview bears his name. But he said, if you give because it pays, it doesn't pay. But if you give because you love God, it pays abundantly. Amen. Because God always gives back to us. Given, it will be given to you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over. They will pour into your lap, for by your standard of measure, it will be measured to you in return. And so, Bert, as we said yesterday, 2 Corinthians, Paul said, you know, he who sows sparingly shall also reap sparingly, but he who sows bountifully shall also reap bountifully. And God loves a cheerful giver. God loves it when we give because we love Him and we want to be a blessing and we want to further the kingdom of God so that more people hear the good news that Jesus Christ is mighty to save.
Jeff, my mind, when you talked about God loving a cheerful giver, I was raised on the farm, and basically we did not get a salary. I helped man milk the cows, pick the cotton, haul the corn, the hay, all that things. That was just part of family. We did that. But after I got out of high school, I found a summer job. And I, for anybody that doesn't know anything, I worked at a factory that made Levi Strauss jeans. Mm. And I was what they call a bundle boy. And in other words, I kept all the machines stacked up with the cloth that was needed in order for them to put those jeans together. I got my first check, and I remember writing and giving that money to the church, a tithe, the very first time. It was a joy. It was something that, Lord, I get to do this. And, I, you know, that's it is. God loves a cheerful giver. But I want to tell you, I think God just, you know, He abundantly pardons, but He abundantly blesses as well. So above your tithe, Don made that plain when he first started. This is Founders Day. He said, we're not asking you for your tithe. We're just saying right. The money that you have that you could give beyond what you tie to your church, we would love to have a part of that and be a part of your planned giving. So that's what we're asking still. We haven't quit from doing that. You pastor a local church. I interim pastor local churches. And so We know the ministry they have, and part of our mission. Let me just read that real quickly, because I think it sets the stage for what I was just saying. The mission statement of American Family Radio Association is this. The mission of American Family Association and Radio is to inform, equip, and activate individuals and families to transform American culture and to give aid to the church here and abroad in its calling to fulfill the Great Commission. We're not against. We come alongside Bible-believing churches that make Jesus, that claim Jesus is Lord, know He's Lord, and they're on mission for God. We want to join up with them, don't we?
Amen. Amen. It's a privilege and it's a blessing to be able to do that. You know, Bert, we had shared at the 6 o'clock hour, and no doubt we have some that listened at six and are listening now, but then we have a lot more that probably weren't awake then. And we talked about David on the threshing floor of Araunah. And when he arrived there, Araunah said to him, why has my lord the king come to his servant? And David said, to buy the threshing floor from you in order to build an altar to the Lord, that the plague may be held back from the people. And Araunah said to David, let my lord the king take it and offer up what is good in his sight. Look, the oxen for the burnt offering, the threshing sledges, and the yokes of the oxen for the wood. Everything, O king, Araunah gives to the king. And Araunah said to the king, may the Lord your God accept you. However, the king said to Araunah, no, but I will surely buy it from you for a price, for I will not offer burnt offerings to the Lord my God, which cost me nothing. If it doesn't cost, it doesn't count. And so when we give a gift, and that's convicting to all of us, because we need to give a gift that is a sacrifice, that's a sacrifice of praise, that's a sacrifice of resources to say, Lord, I want this to be a blessing. I want you to use this to glorify your name. And it's not just this throwaway money. It's something that really is important, and it makes a difference.
It really does. And so if you'll make that call, 877-616-2396, you'll hear a voice that is warm and welcoming, and they would love to talk with you and take your pledge. They'll pray with you if you need to. Got some godly people answering the phone, and we praise God for that. But it thrills me. I have a board in front of me looking at the amount of money, the amount of pledges, but it also gives the names and locations of people that have called in lately. Being from Northeast Mississippi all my life here, I lived here, pastored here, preached in so many churches all around Northeast Mississippi, and it's so much fun to see a name like Nelda from Corinth, Mississippi. I know her. I saw Connie from Boonville, Mississippi. I know Connie, and it's so great to see the people that you know and you've talked to, ministered with. They've blessed me and Jan, and to see their name up there, and they're making those pledges. But the neatest thing about that, when I was thinking about Jeff, God knows every one of them.
Yeah,
none of those are, oh, who is that? No, He knows who you are, doesn't He?
Yeah, He does. You know, Bert, I was thinking about this too. So I was at a crisis pregnancy banquet some years ago here in Texarkana, First Choice Pregnancy Center. And the speaker was John Bassanio, Dr. John Bassanio. He was First Baptist Houston for a long, long time. And the lady that was running First Choice at that time, she had called me and she said, I need a speaker for my event. And I said, well, John would be great, because John is really good at encouraging people to give. And one of the things that he did, I've never forgotten this, I thought it was so great. He said, you know, we come to a banquet like this and we have a number in mind that we're going to give. And so whether that's $100, $500, $1,000, $2,000, $5,000, whatever it is, we're like, oh, I'm coming with this. He said, here's my challenge. Whatever you had in your mind and your heart to give, double it. And he said, as you double it, God will bless you, because then you're going to give a gift that, as David said, I'm not going to give what cost me nothing. And when you double what you had in mind, well, that's going to cost you something. And so I had a number in mind. I mean, he nailed me. I had a number in mind. And so I was like, okay, I need to double that. And man, it was a blessing. And I remember the Kim Banks, who ran the ministry at that time, she called me the next day and she said, "We got more money donated to us from that dinner than we've ever gotten before." And it was because John challenged the people to go above and beyond and let's see what God can do.
So we're laying that challenge out for you. And again, we do it with grateful hearts. We do it with gratitude. We do it with openness and say we want to be responsible and we will be responsible on this end to use that money wisely and for the purpose by which it was sent. We are members of the ECFA, that's Evangelical Council for Financial Accountability. That means they check our records and they go over them. We have to have an outside accountant to go over our records to make sure that we are handling the money correctly that comes in and goes to what it was sent to. This is the purpose. And so we make ourselves accountable. Accountability is so important. And we also make ourselves accountable to preach the word of God. And again, we do our best. I was a Southern Baptist, born and raised Southern Baptist, Jeff, all my life. When I came to AFR, I started, man, being able to minister to Church of God, Church of Christ, Methodist, Presbyterian, yeah. Bible, just so many. And it was so much fun. It was like God got me out of my boundaries and set me free. And yeah. It's, you know, in heaven, it's going to be something. Yes. All those little things, boundaries are going to be knocked down. But here I found out at AFR, a lot of those boundaries are knocked out. We don't just have Baptist giving, Methodist giving, Presbyterian giving. We have people from all denominations and all churches, all sizes, different locations sharing. So we're experiencing a little, I'll just say it, we're experiencing some of a little bit of heaven down here while the world is going mad. It's like Jesus within the storm, and he said, "Peace be still." Now, I don't know exactly if it was the whole storm or just around the boat, you know? But if I know God's peace, you know, in our lives today, the storm is still raging, but we have peace in our lives. And so that's kind of like AFR. We have peace here, and people turn on the radio, and they find some peace there. Yes, we're honest with information. Yes, we're honest about the future and the difficulties, but we preach Jesus, our hope. He's Christ in you, the hope of glory, and that's what we're all about. So when you make that call, 877-616-2396, you're helping us talk about people being at peace with God so they can have the peace of God that comes into their heart in the person of the Holy Spirit. I'll just say this, Jeff, what a great task God's given us.
Amen. You can go online at AFR.net to give that way. And at this time, Randy, go ahead and play another testimony if you would.
Hello, my name is Adrian, and I'm calling from Louisiana, Shreveport, Northwest Louisiana. And I was just calling to say how much of a blessing it is to listen to American Family Radio, and specifically the Hamilton Corner. I really enjoyed Abe Hamilton. It's just been a blessing to myself and my family. I never considered how biased and how unfactual mainstream media was until I began listening to American Family Radio. So I just thank God for what you all do. I pray that he'll continue to strengthen and to lead you as you continue to inform the body of Christ and help us all to see things through the lens of the Word of God.
Amen. A great testimony. And that is the commitment of American Family Association, American Family Radio, presenting what's going on in the culture from a biblical worldview. I was talking to George Barna yesterday, Bert, and we were talking about the fact that some people use the term Christian worldview. He always corrects people because he said a Christian worldview can mean anything. Because the term Christian has been so watered down. But he said when you tell people that you have a biblical worldview and you're sharing a biblical worldview, you're giving them what the Bible says concerning issues. And we always want to look at the issues of culture through the lens of Scripture and never look at scripture through the lens of culture. If you do that, you're going to go off the rails.
Amen. It is a biblical worldview. And can I say that? Well, I'm going to say it. Let me say it. I had a biblical worldview before I knew there was such a thing as a biblical worldview. You know what
right.
I mean?
Right.
I mean, I was raised here in Northeast Mississippi with godly pastors that preached the word of God, Billy Langley, Lowell Johnson, all these pastors that have gone on to build the Lord. They put Christ first as they preached, and it was part of my life. And you know, I just looked at the world. When I went to college, I already had the biblical worldview. And when I sat through those classes, man, I knew how to spit out the briars, you know? No, that mm-hmm. doesn't go along with what Jesus said. That's not what Paul said about it. And mm-hmm. so we here on AFR, we want you to have that worldview. Each program is going to come from that point of view, and it equips people, it encourages them, it challenges them. And so you're a part of that when you give. It's not just us who are speaking it on the behind the microphones, Jeff. It is those people that are running the boards, the people that keep the towers up. So call that number, 877-616-2396. Jeff, when they do that, they're important. They're not somebody that's secondary. They're primary, aren't they?
Yeah, and they make a difference. And listen, whatever you do, if you give a cup of cold water in the name of a disciple, Jesus said you will not lose your reward. So even those little gifts, you know, Jesus pointed out the widow that gave the two small copper coins. She gave more than anybody else because she gave sacrificially. She gave all she had to live on. And so the Lord notices, and the Lord uses even our little to influence and impact lives for the kingdom. Well, you're listening to Real Truth for Today, and we're in day two of Share-a-thon, and it is Founders Day, so we're up against a break. Don't go away.
In honor of Brother Don and Linda Wildman, it's Founders Day on AFR.
Well, when I think about memories of Miss Linda, there's not just one memory. There is this long string of memories over the years. I started to work here back in 1992, and just all along the way, Miss Linda was always the encourager. You know, she was not out there on the field in that culture war battle. She was like the cheerleader on the side who was encouraging us. I know many times I would see her at a share-a-thon, and she would say, "I appreciate what you all do." You know, there was always that thread of gratefulness. At the American Family Association Christmas party, Brother Don would get up and speak, and they would bring Miss Linda up, and she would say things like, "Now, I know he doesn't tell you this, but when he comes home, he just brags about you guys." And she was just always one to say, "We appreciate what you guys do." And she was also, as she is now, that support to Brother Don. Just always saw her quietly serving beside him. So that's one of my favorite memories of Miss Linda.
Brother Don has been standing in the gap for families, and Linda has been standing behind him since the inception of this ministry more than 40 years ago. We praise the Lord for our founders' obedient service, and we invite you to make a gift in their honor during Share-a-thon on AFR.
This is Dean in Aberdeen, South Dakota. I've been totally blind the last 25 years. That isn't a big deal. The big deal is that it turned me on to radio, and my favorite station is American Family Radio on 90.1 FM KEEA. That's the big deal. I'm forever indebted to Don Wildman for the vision and carrying through of getting this radio station. I just want to say my future is great. I'll be stepping into heaven's shores and meeting my Lord and Savior, the Bible characters, and especially my superstars on American Family Radio will be there. That's something to look forward to. Thank you, and God bless you.
God continues to provide for this ministry in the faithfulness of His saints during Share-a-thon. Call now at 877-616-2396 to give, or pledge online at AFR.net. It's Founders Day on American Family Radio.
Welcome back to Real Truth for Today, and it's day two of Share-a-thon. Pastor Jeff Shreve here along with Bert Harper, and our theme for Fall Share-a-thon 2023 is Heaven Changes Everything. And so our theme scripture is Philippians 3:20, but I want to give a cross-reference to 1 John chapter 3. This is what John says: "See how great a love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called children of God, and such we are. For this reason the world does not know us, because it did not know Him. Beloved, now we are children of God, and it has not appeared as yet what we shall be. We know that when He appears, we shall be like Him, because we shall see Him just as He is. And everyone who has this hope fixed on Him purifies himself just as He is pure." So the theme, Heaven Changes Everything. When your mind and your heart are focused on heaven and focused on the person of heaven, Bert, as you said, it's not the streets of gold or the gates of pearl. It's the person who sits on the throne. It's the Lord Himself. And He has told us and promised us that He is coming again. The coming of the Lord is near, as James said. And as we see all these things kind of falling apart around us and the war in Israel, it's just another sign for us, a birth pain, that the Lord is coming soon. And we need to look up and be watchful, for our redemption is drawing near.
I thought of a song that back when I was younger, and signs of the times are everywhere. You know, look up your head, your redemption draws near. And it really is. I see that and it pains me, it hurts me, but it also lets me look up and knowing that Jesus Christ is coming back one day. That song, Midnight Cry, one of these days the Father's going to say, "Son, go get your children." And we want you to be ready. Those of you who are listening, make sure you know Jesus Christ is Savior. Judas Iscariot, he was one of the 12. He had everybody fooled but Jesus. And listen, make sure that you know Christ. Paul said, "Demas, having loved the present world, has left me." And listen, everybody thought they were right until their true colors were shown. Mm-hmm. Make sure you know Jesus Christ is Savior, you who are listening. Giving to AFR, what an opportunity it is, but that's not salvation. Salvation is that relationship we have with Jesus Christ. And by trusting Him, we say believe, the word is trust. If you could put it in a verb form, it would be faith in Jesus Christ. And I tell you what, Jeff, He changed my life. And I hadn't got Bill Stafford. Did you ever know Bill Stafford?
Yeah,
okay.
Did.
Bill Stafford said He saved me, and I hadn't gotten over it yet. And I haven't either. And I pray that those of you who are listening know Jesus and are walking with Him. And if you're grateful for that and AFR has blessed you in your walk, make that call right now, 877-616-2396. Let Jesus be on the throne of your life here on earth as He is in heaven.
Well, we're called to shine and share. We're called to be His witnesses. And listen, as you see the world getting darker and darker and darker, that's Jesus said, when you see all these things take place, you don't have to go around with headline hysteria. You can look up and be watchful, knowing that our redemption is drawing near. And so I know that if you've been keeping up with Israel and the horrors that people are dealing with, and so many hostages and so many people killed, and people as was shared at the top of the hour, so many people going to funeral after funeral after funeral, and it's so heartbreaking. But the Lord is in control, and the devil is not going to win. And you know, when we think about the end, as the Lord wrote the end of the story, those who are in Christ win. Those who are not in Christ, you lose forever and ever and ever. And Jesus doesn't want anyone to perish. So He's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. And as you said, Bert, we don't want any of our listeners to miss out on what the Lord has prepared for those who love Him. What eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor has even entered into the heart of God, all that God has prepared for those who love Him.
And we have people that have called in. Just let me give this list. I enjoy doing this. Now, sometimes I have a hard time with the name of the town because it's so different. But here it is. Kyle from Canyon, Texas. Cynthia from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Lisa from Clovis, New Mexico. Jeff from Laurel, Mississippi. Nigel from Marshall, Arkansas. Esther from Bueller, Kansas. Or Bueller. That's probably Bueller. Clint from Bolivar, Tennessee, Dolores from Richmond, Virginia, and Eliza from Caledonia, Mississippi. These have all called in. Let me just say this. When we started, our numbers have close to doubled in the number of pledges this hour. That's exciting.
Oh, good.
And yes, a lot of it's because we have this $50,000 challenge this hour that you can give, and basically what you give is matched. That's the whole idea. And it causes people to say, man, this is a good use of my money right now. And we get double the amount. And so that's a great thing. We just had David from Jamestown, North Dakota. That just thrills me to see all these places. Jeff, the first time I was on Exploring the Word, and we were taking phone calls, the first call that we got was from Wilmington, North Carolina. The next call was from Oregon. And I said, what have I gotten myself into? This southern boy, northeast Mississippi, with this strong southern accent. He's talking to people from all over, and yet people have responded, and they continue to respond as they call 877-616-2396.
So, Bert, you've been involved with American Family Association, American Family Radio, for a long, long time. And let our listeners know the difference between Don Wildman as president and founder and Tim Wildman as president.
Well, Don is driven, type A personality. Listen, he was determined that... we had one of our board members called him a bulldog. Now, that wasn't referring to Georgia or Mississippi State. It was just talking about him having that determination going against. And now, that's who he was, and he was a visionary, and he cast the vision, and then you got in line with that vision. They would join him. Whereas Tim is more of a consensus. He has a meeting, and we talk about things, and it helps him, and now he'll make the decision. He will, I'm going to go ahead and use politically incorrect, he'll pull the trigger. He'll make that decision to say, yes, this is what we're going to do. But he enjoys hearing what others have to say before he does that. And Tim is just, he's a lot, he hires you and expects you to do your job. Now, if you don't, you'll be accountable to him, but he doesn't check up on you all the time. Whereas Don was walking through the building and looking in, how's things going? And he was not only interested in how things going, he was interested in watching you do what you were supposed to be doing. And so they're different, but Tim still has that vision of carrying on what God has started, and he's given him that determination to keep it on track, and he is keeping it on track. And it's got a good board serving with him as well. I'm not on the board anymore, so I can declare that. And what a joy it is to work with Tim Wildman and just all the leadership here that we have at AFR.
Amen. Well, Randy, let's play another testimony for our listeners.
Josefina from Arkansas. I am a natural life citizen of the USA from Mexico. Every day, I thank God for giving me the blessing of living in this country. About 15 years ago, by the grace of God, I came across AFR for the first time. Before that, I had no interest in voting. But thanks to you, I now am a faithful, consistent voter in local, state, and, of course, presidential elections. From the Godly Men and Women, a new program, I have learned that it is my privilege and duty to vote and that my vote does make a difference. I stopped watching the news a few months ago because they make me sick, literally. Now I get my news only from you.
I also support you on a monthly basis. I love all of you without ever meeting you in person. I admire your boldness and your faithfulness to God. Thank you so very much. You are like water in the desert.
Wow. What a cool testimony. Amen. You're like water in the desert. I love that. And I love the fact that she said that she realizes it's her duty to vote, and it's important to vote, and it's important. I tell people that all the time from the pulpit. Hey, you know, render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's. Caesar wants your vote. And so we need to render that, and we need to vote correctly, vote biblically. You know, Bert, as we talk about a biblical worldview, if you have a biblical worldview, you're not going to vote for a pro-abortion candidate. You're not going to vote for a candidate that is for destroying religious liberty. You're not going to vote for a candidate that's going to be pro-homosexual. It's just in that agenda. That's just incompatible with Scripture.
It really is. And I've met people who have said, listen, I was a member of a party and they have left me. And so that's exactly what happened a lot of times when they start promoting immorality and ungodliness, and at a convention vote God down. I tell you, I think you need to know that. And AFR News, they try to get that information to us so that we will hear that and respond to it accordingly. And so that's what we do. And then on the Bible teaching programs, we're doing our best to tell you what the Bible says concerning the issues. Now, right. Does the Bible speak on every issue that comes up? No, but he gives you the equipment in order to know how to view that and to look at that and determine that. And so, yes, AFR is playing a vital part in missions and in our moral character of our country and the society in which we live. I use this all the time, quite a bit, Jeff. When did God give the nation of Israel the Ten Commandments? Now, he gave it to them two times. There in Exodus, but also in Deuteronomy. Now, what was going to happen right after both of those? Well, they were to go into the land and occupy it, but they backed out in Exodus, we know. But again, after their wanderings, they would go back in and they come to Deuteronomy, which means the second law. The second law given, he reminds them of the Ten Commandments when they are to go in to occupy the land. He said he wasn't giving them an order on how to be saved. He was giving them an order on how to live singularly, but also collectively in a group. And so, yes, we're responsible for that in America, to be able to direct our vote to in a godly manner, using God's word to help us and guide us through the process. So AFR is on the front line doing that, Jeff.
Amen. Well, the number to call is 877-616-2396 to make your pledge, or you can go online, afr.net. And if you have a prayer request, you know, you call in, and American Family Radio, we want to be there for you. We want to be a spiritual ally for you. And so maybe your heart's very burdened and you're calling in. Well, there's somebody that would love to pray for you right now and lift up your need to the Lord. And that's the beauty of the family of American Family Association, American Family Radio.
And again, we have people calling in from all over the United States. I just see one interesting name. I'm a geography nut. I hate they don't print atlases very much anymore, but what they print, I try to get one just about every year. My sons know that they can always get me a road atlas, and I'll be happy for Christmas. But I see one, Broad Run, Virginia. Now, how you Broad Run? I would love how they got that name. Now, I know how they got Plainview, Texas. You know, if you go out there and stand at Plainview and look around, you'll figure out why they named it Plainview. But some of these names, like China Spring, Texas, I did
yeah,
not.
Yeah, China Spring.
Yeah. So these are all people calling in right now. Put your name on this list and make that call at 877-616-2396. Let me remind you, our theme this year of our Share-a-thon is Heaven Changes Everything. And listen, when we get to heaven, we're going to be changed, the Bible says, as we who remain when Jesus Christ comes up will be changed in the twinkling of an eye. Now, but in heaven, we get this question on Exploring the Word. Will we recognize one another in heaven? Well, the evidence that I have, I believe we will, because on the Mount of Transfiguration, when Elijah and Moses appeared with Jesus, I don't think they had to have name tags on for them to know them. They knew who they were. I believe in heaven we're going to have a great reunion. And there's some people, far as Bert Harper wants, I have a grandmother there that I never met, but she prayed that her children and grandchildren, their grandsons, would be pastors. And God answered her prayer after she was already in heaven, calling myself. So God is interested in your life where you are right now. He's interested in what you're going through. He cares for you. He loves you. But you can also help others by calling 877-616-2396. Jeff's been good to be with you here on this hour, brother.
Hey, thank you, Bert. I appreciate it so much. Well, this is Real Truth for today, and it's day two of Share-a-thon. And so we encourage you to get involved. You will be blessed. It is more blessed to give than to receive. And so we will be with you again tomorrow, Bert and I, at 6 o'clock in the morning, Central Time, and then again at 8 o'clock. So go out today, shine for Christ, and share what great things the Lord has done for you, and God will use you as His witness. God bless you. We'd like to thank our sponsors, including Preborn. Preborn has rescued over 200,000 babies from abortion, and every day their network clinics rescue 200 babies' lives. Will you join Preborn in loving and supporting young moms in crisis? Save a life today. Go to preborn.com.